Can you speak
what
up
is
a bit?
It like?
Oh, the World Cup. It's great. You know, I mean, you know, there's nothing like it when you have, you know, the number one sport in the world and every country playing in it, or the top countries playing in it, and all the other countries watching. So it obviously brings for a lot of excitement, energy, and diversity. It's great.
You're an English fan. England. Who's going to win it?
Well, obviously, I would love England to win it, but no, I wouldn't say they're the favorites. But, you know, you got to have some luck to win these tournaments, too, so even the favorites have to have luck on their side.
Quick question about this series. You made the brilliant observation after game one that they're going to probably stay taller than you guys. Is there something you guys can do better at combating that?
The only thing we can do is play our hearts out. You know, you got to go out there and fight for every inch, contest everything. Do everything in your power to challenge and contest every play that they make every inch of the court. And a lot of that comes down to intelligence. Sometimes it's when to back off a wrestling match. Sometimes it's when to be more physical. But hustle, I think, comes from the mind. And we have to be turned on. We have to be thinking ahead, anticipating, and have the attitude that there's no excuses. And, we're going to do whatever we can to compete and earn every inch of the game that we can.
I think you've surrendered some of that grit energy that you built up.
I don't think so. I just think that they knocked us in the mouth, and what we were doing didn't really work or affect them. So maybe we got to do something different or do something better. So it's great. It's a great time to come home.
You were asking us that there was a lot of adjustments between games one and two defensively, different schemes, using zones more, trapping.
I think that first of all, I don't think we did a lot of zone and a lot of trapping. I think it was a couple possessions here and there, and I think that they worked when we did them for the most part, so I don't think that's a big deal. This going into the series, we did make adjustments before game one about that were different than we've done in the past, and they weren't as successful, so maybe we'll look to mix things up more, or maybe we'll look to go back to what we did throughout the year. And I think, though, that whatever we do, it's we've just got to have a great mentality and attitude, and like I said, fight for everything.
What kind of adjustments were those?
We with the triangle, we just went to different options in the post. We doubled Kobe early. We tried to front everything in the post and double it. So there's a lot of just different things that we didn't quite do as much of during the regular season that, I thought were good adjustments going in, but they handled them. And that shows the quality of their team and how difficult they are at home. And what a great challenge we have here to prove that we're really good as well. Well, I don't think he should listen to anybody but himself. And if he looks in the mirror and thinks he can do better, he will. So I support him. I think that he'll come back and play a great game. And, we're a team. I think we win as a team and lose as a team. And we can't point fingers at anybody but ourselves collectively.